Hello out there in FM land. I love it. It's very important. We're progressing.
So now when it goes out in stereo, am I coming through one speaker and you're coming through the other? Don't ask technical questions.
Jeez,
right?
please. We were talking politics. And we, of course, know that more than half of the delegates to the Republican National Convention are still up for grabs. Nobody knows, really. Everybody's waiting until the last minute, even as we go through the caucuses. And Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul, what would you say? I'm just asking your opinion. Is he right, left, or where is he?
He's way to the right.
Is he way to the right? And how about Romney?
Romney's kind of left, middle.
Kind of left, middle. Well, how about Newt Gingrich?
Newt Gingrich says he wants to portray himself as being to the right, but he's just a big government interferer. I mean, I don't have much respect for Newt Gingrich.
Anymore or never did?
Never did.
Okay, how about Santorum? Is he...
He is socially to the right. He is against abortion. He's against birth control.
But fiscally, he's more to the left. Get the government out.
Yeah, he's a big government guy, too.
What are we going to do?
I know. Well, there really is no great choice.
Yeah, and we can see why many voters are waiting until the last minute. There was an exit poll that showed 34% of Mississippi Republican primary voters and 30% of Alabama Republican primary voters didn't even decide till a few days before their contest. Yeah.
It's just hard to decide.
It is hard to decide. And I'll tell you what, I went on the Washington Post site. I like that site. And they had a quiz that you could take on certain issues, take the quiz to see which candidate's position was closest to your views on domestic as well as foreign policy and social issues.
Okay.
I took this quiz 5 times.
Changing my answers.
And all 5 times it said that not one of these candidates were lined up with me.
Yeah.
And changing them.
Isn't that kind of how we feel this year?
I know it, because you the issues are so close in the answers. Listen here, I thought I'd just give you a little, and if you want to go on Washington Post and take it, it was very interesting, though. How do you think the U.S. should reform immigration policy? Okay. A, illegal immigrants who have lived in the country for a significant period of time and not broken any laws should be offered a path to legal status, and less bureaucratic system for offering guest visas should be put into place. That's A. B, build an implementable, one you can't get over. Build that border fence along the Mexico border and punish employees who hire illegal immigrants. Eliminate incentives or government services for people who came to the country illegally. Oppose creating a path to citizenship for those who came to the country illegally. That's B. Here's C. Abolish birthright citizenship for children and people who came to the country illegally and bring troops home from foreign wars to police the border with Mexico. Or none of the above. I did all of them. I told you, I did 5 different none of the aboves, and you know. So I don't know which of these policies are best alternative to Obama health care. Tax credit for health care costs, limited deductions, or states should craft their own solutions, or after repealing the national health law, advocate free market solutions, or immediately cut off funding for health care law and oppose any state-supported health care mandates. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And important issues. And I don't know if it's just the wording. It just seems to be so scrambled that there's really not one fine, clear-cut path that I felt could handle these problems or these issues.
Yeah.
Go online, take them.
It's discouraging, huh?
It's very discouraging.
I think I might go try it out myself.
You should try it. What are your views on same-sex marriage? Okay, the government should not be involved in this issue. That was plain, clear-cut for me. The federal government, not the state, should define marriage as being between a man and a woman, and same-sex couples should not be allowed to adopt children. See what I mean, though?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no clear-cut path here. And then the other answer was, I oppose same-sex marriage and civil unions, but do not object to some benefits for couples. I oppose same-sex marriage.
This is a tough test because you don't really quite agree with everything in these things.
No, and the answers either. There's no clear-cut way. I mean, it's a combination of all these things. So nobody's going to be lined up with any of these candidates unless you just put none of the above, none of the above, none of the above. And then it says no one in the Democrat or Republican Party agrees with your points
of view.
Nobody
on earth agrees with you.
Nobody on earth. So I thought that was very interesting. So that's our politics. What else you got for politics?
Well, did you know that, you know how we've had this big deal with Sandra Fluck?
Fluck. See there? See? I was right, huh? I was right. They said Fluke first, and then they changed it to Fluck.
Why does she want to pronounce it that way? It doesn't make sense.
Can you imagine the teasing she got in school? What the Fluck, Sandra? What the Fluck? I can hear it all now.
It's like Wiener wanting to pronounce his name Wiener. Why doesn't he just pronounce it Wiener like it's supposed to be? Why is Wiener the good way to pronounce it? And look where it got him. It just made him into a joke. Anyway.
Oh, there's polls all over the place.
This issue with the Obama mandating contraceptives
has really made a...
And now he's mandated abortions in the health policy. That's the official policy as it came out this week.
Why doesn't somebody take the pen away from this man?
No kidding.
Take the pen away from Obama.
He's done this squirrely little thing to make it look like, well, if officially, legally, he's saying that the health insurance companies can only charge you a dollar for abortion coverage, and it has to be in there. But because the person is paying a dollar for it, then the government isn't really paying for it. Well, of course, if it's only a dollar, then somebody else is paying for it. And it's the government or whoever's paying for the insurance who's paying for it.
Are you sure? Do you have your facts?
He's kidding with this.
Do you have your facts right on this?
Yes.
Are you sure?
If you go to jpattitude.com and look at the Broadview discussion topics, there's a link that will tell you all about it.
Interesting. He just gets in deeper and deeper.
Then there's the Goldman Sachs thing.
I was just going to ask you about that. Someone resigned? Who resigned?
That's very interesting.
Do we know who resigned?
His name is...
Of course, he's a billionaire.
I don't have his name right in front of me, but he resigned from Goldman Sachs.
After 12 years.
After 12 years.
He said, I believe I've worked here long enough to understand the trajectory of its culture, its people, and its identity. And I can honestly say that the environment now is as toxic and destructive as I've ever seen it.
Basically, he said Goldman Sachs no longer cares about the clients. They just care about making money for themselves. And as soon as that resignation letter, which was published in the New York Times...
Can we find out who he was? Find out, yes. Sean. Sean's looking. Sean's looking right now.
His name is Greg Smith.
Greg Smith.
As soon as he put this letter in the New York Times...
Their stocks plummeted.
Stock plummeted at Goldman Sachs. It went down $2 billion.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
So that resignation letter cost them $2.15 billion.
And he probably threatened him. He probably said, I'm gonna resign. I'm going to write this, and look what's going to happen to you. And they said, I'm going ahead.
I don't know if there's anything they can do to him for writing this. He's just...
He's stating his opinion.
He thinks, right?
He worked there. He's allowed, right? I mean, he probably has no legs by tomorrow.
But can you imagine how clients are reacting right now?
Well, look how they're reacting.
They're like calling up Goldman and saying, hey, is this true? Are you just trying to sell me crap because it makes you money? Or are you trying to sell me good investments?
Well, they certainly should have done this before now. And why didn't he release this before now?
Yeah, why did he wait
12
years?
Why does he wait until, he got his whatever?
It's a long letter he wrote.
He got his share.
Yeah.
And now he's out. Now he's trying to put them under. That's what it looks like to me.
He said when he
disgruntled employee.
When he went to work there, that was not the attitude at Goldman. The attitude was to serve the client and do your best job for the client.
Who's he kidding?
Well. You don't believe it, do you?
Well, and what happened when it collapsed? Why didn't he come out with that then?
Good question.
Yeah.
Because they certainly weren't serving their clients then.
It was questionable anyway.
Yeah.
And he didn't offer his opinion then because he wanted his bonuses.
There was something ugly about that anyway. Remember how they let Lehman go bankrupt and then they saved Goldman Sachs?
It's very ugly.
Because Goldman Sachs has all these people in the government. Mm-hmm. It's just not right.
And more. There's more to know about that. What else? Is that about it with our...
Well, Palestinians are shooting rockets.
No, that's not our politics. That's with the world politics.
You don't care about Encyclopedia Britannica going under?
Well, they've been going under for a couple months now. But they're not really going under. They're just going to do e-books, right?
Right.
So, I mean, that's the way of the future, so they're not going under.
It just
under.
Seems like the passing of an era. I mean, I used to be so thrilled at encyclopedias.
Encyclopedia.
I never could afford to buy a set.
Do you know who taught me how to spell encyclopedia?
How?
Jiminy Cricket.
Really?
Yeah. Encyclopedia. I couldn't spell it if I just said every letter. Let me see. I'd have to go E-N. I have to sing the song.
It doesn't quite make sense. A-E-D-I-A. And then Mississippi, there was a song for that one.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Did you know Jiminy Cricket personally?
I did. He was a friend.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Right. Yeah, I watched him every...
He was a good guy.
I watched him all the time. He was. Bluebird on your shoulder. Make me happy. Well, he did teach me a lot when I was a kid. You know, he did. Yeah.
So that's where your knowledge base comes
from. Yes, that's where... Okay. Can't you tell? It's not an eighth grade diploma.
Have you ever had encyclopedia salesmen in your house?
Oh, gosh.
They make it sound so good.
Well, they are. They're wonderful.
Like Kirby vacuum salesman.
You know, I actually had I didn't have the big Britannicas, but I had the smaller ones. I got them at a garage sale.
Yeah, that's where we all get them, at garage sales.
And I sold them. I sold them off years ago. I wish I had them now because, I mean, they're going to be antiques. They're going to be worth money. Who's going to have a copy of the hardcover encyclopedias, Britannica encyclopedias?
I just compared encyclopedias to Kirby vacuums, but Kirby vacuums are still going strong. They're still selling them door to door, and they still have stores where you can buy Kirbys, and so they're doing all right.
I hate them. I
you
threaten
do?
To shoot them when they come to my house. Don't you throw that dirt on my carpet, you idiot!
I should tell you a story.
That's what they do now. Tell us a story. We've got time. Then we're going to take our break and get to our guest.
For a long time, I was a single father raising two girls.
That's believable.
I didn't have a lot of money. I didn't get any child support, so I had
Child support? That's funny.
Hard time making ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
And my vacuum broke, and I couldn't afford to replace it. So I went a couple months, and it was getting dirtier and dirtier. And a Kirby vacuum salesman came to the door.
You said, I'll buy?
So I invited him in. I said, show me how this works. And he did a little strip. Well, they have this little tiny filter in there so they can show you the dirt they're getting,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't hold much. Well,
you overloaded it, burn it out.
A couple swipes and boom, he filled that up. I said, take that out and show me what it really does. And he did my whole living room, and then it went. I said, well, show me what it does here in the dining room.
Are you something?
And he did the dining room, and I said, well, show me here in the kitchen. Pretty soon, I had my whole first floor vacuumed.
Oh my goodness! And you didn't buy it.
I didn't have any money to buy a Kirby vacuum.
You said thanks for coming by, but I don't have any money.
He was good natured about it. At least I didn't chase him away like you did.
That's funny. Killer. Wow. Man, when you were a house mother.
I was.
That's good. All right, we're coming right back. Blue Star Moms. Gwen Jensen is here to tell us all about it and get out the tissue. It's a good organization.
Oh.
You're here on Broadview. We are the Buzz.
FM, 1270 AM, The Buzz.
One Nevada Credit Union.
Nevada Federal is now One Nevada Credit Union. And to celebrate, we're offering our new mobile banking apps for free. Now you can securely manage all your accounts on the go, anywhere, anytime, with your iPad, iPhone, or Android device. Learn more online at onenevada.org today or call 827-3880. One Nevada Credit Union. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
One Nevada Credit.
If you've been denied a checking account at the bank, you can get another chance with New Start Checking. You'll get all our free services like free mobile banking apps and even free bill pay. Apply now. Call 827-3880 or visit us online at newstartchecking.com for details. One Nevada Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Having financial needs? The tax season is here and the deadline is approaching. Cartlidge Carnelage & Company started 52 years ago. They have been and still are the firm you can trust and rely on. They provide a wide variety of accounting, tax, financial management, and investment services tailor-made to meet your individual needs. Their job is to make your job easier so you can focus on what is important to you. They are the one stop for all your financial needs. Call Cartlidge Carnelage at 826-3496. That's 826-3496 to see what they can do for you.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back, and thank you for joining us here in Northern Nevada on this Saturday. And we'd like to welcome Gwen Jensen, president of Truckee Meadows Blue Star Mothers. Welcome, Gwen.
Thank you.
You know, I was at a taping just a couple of weeks ago where you were describing what was going on with the Blue Mothers, and I was just fascinated with the whole thing. More for our military. Do you notice that there's more and more things that private and nonprofits are doing for our military now?
Yes.
Yes, and it's good.
Yes, it is. And as we get more known in the community, I see more and more support, too.
I love it. Give us a little history of Blue Star Mothers.
Well, the National Blue Star Mothers of America organization started way back in 1942.
Wow.
They started, there was an article in the newspaper asking mothers that had children serving to put up a blue star. And the original banners were made by hand.
Look at
that. And there are various museums that have some of the originals in them.
I had no idea.
So this would be my parents.
Yes.
World War II. Right?
World War
II.
And then Congress actually mentioned Blue Star Mothers in February of 1942. And then in 1960, in June, the Congress actually chartered Blue Star Mothers of America.
What does that do for you if they charter the organization?
Well, it means that we have support on a federal level, that we're recognized not just within the states, but as a national nonprofit organization.
And I would say that's great. That's what they should be doing with the military.
Definitely.
Should be supporting those. Tell me what kind of what you do.
Well, the local organization, we've only existed here in Truckee Meadows since 2008.
Really?
Yes.
Why did it take so long?
Well, for a long time, we were a part of the Carson City Group.
I see.
And there were some of the moms that kept carpooling over there and decided, hey, we could start our own group. So five of us started the group, grew quickly to 10. Today, we have 68 members.
Duh, wow.
And we are all mothers of U.S. Armed Forces, troops, and veterans.
Yourselves?
Yes. Well, no, we are mothers of veterans.
Mothers of veterans.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And some of our mothers are veterans themselves.
That's what I was thinking.
So,
yeah.
Yes.
Because it goes family-wide sometimes, you know,
right.
The military.
Right.
So you provide things for the men over, like in Afghanistan.
Yes. In fact, today we just had what we call a wrapping party at my house. No, we wrap things to put in the care package boxes so that it shows there's a little more time and love sent to the people that are deployed.
What kind of things do you send?
Gum, candy, beef jerky, cans of raviolis.
Wow.
Packages of tuna, DVDs, depending upon how much money we have and what donations we've received.
And how do you get the serviceman's name? Does someone have to kind of submit it to you? Because, I mean, with so many.
Well, we start out with our own children because each one of us has at least one. We have one mother that has three. We have some that have
overseas
two.
Right now?
Well, one of her... her son is deployed right now. Her two daughters are here in the States. But we have one mom that at one point had two deployed. We've got another mom that has two in the Navy that are both deployed. So we have multiples as well. And
How many packages did you send this time?
Well, we just did the wrapping, but we will be sending them. We try and send packages about every 3 months.